How ignoring women can get them to like you. Hey there, it's Anna. Have you ever stumbled upon the advice that sometimes less is more, especially when it comes to attracting women? Well, today we're going to delve into the intriguing world of psychology to uncover how ignoring women might actually work in your favour. It sounds counterintuitive, right? Ignoring someone to get them to like you? But there's a science to it, and when done correctly, it can create an air of mystery and desirability around you. We will break down the do's and don'ts and explore why this strategy can sometimes make women more intrigued by you. So, if you are curious about how to master this approach with respect and confidence, you're in the right place. Let's get into the psychology behind this fascinating strategy and how you can apply it wisely. Introducing the chase, the allure of being slightly out of reach, the age-old game of cat and mouse, a dance as old as time itself. Now, before we dive in, let's get something straight. Ignoring someone isn't about being rude or playing mind games. No, it's more about the subtle art of being just slightly out of reach, enough to spark curiosity and induce the chase. This approach taps into a fascinating aspect of human psychology. We often desire what seems just beyond our grasp. When you're not always immediately available or constantly in someone's orbit, you create a sense of mystery around yourself. People start to wonder, what's he up to? Why isn't he responding right away? This doesn't mean you should ghost someone or play hard to get in a way that's hurtful. It's more about having your own life, passions, and pursuits that naturally make you less available. This independence is incredibly attractive. This tactic plays on the psychological principle that we place higher value on things we have to work for. When someone notices that you are not easily won over, it challenges them in a playful and engaging way. They start to see your attention and time as valuable, which in turn increases their interest in you. Moreover, this strategy allows for healthy pacing in the development of a relationship. It gives both parties the space to miss each other, to reflect on their feelings, and to develop a deeper appreciation for the moments they do share. So, in a world where instant gratification is often the norm, being slightly out of reach can make someone more intrigued by you, igniting the chase that leads them right to your heart. Self-sufficiency as attraction, the appeal of independence and confidence. In the world of attraction, there's something irresistibly appealing about an individual who stands firmly on their own two feet. Self-sufficiency isn't just about taking care of your physical needs. It's a profound statement of your ability to navigate life confidently and independently. This trait speaks volumes, especially in the early stages of getting to know someone. It signals that you are not seeking a partner out of necessity, but rather because you genuinely value the company and what they bring to your life. Imagine the allure of someone who knows their worth, who pursues their passions, and who doesn't rely on others for their happiness or self-esteem. This level of independence is magnetic. It shows potential partners that your life is rich and fulfilling on its own, making you all the more interesting and desirable. It's the difference between wanting someone and needing them, with the former being far more attractive. Confidence is the natural byproduct of self-sufficiency. When you are comfortable being on your own, you exude a level of self-assurance that's hard to ignore. This confidence is not about arrogance or ego. It's a quiet understanding and acceptance of who you are. It's about being unapologetically yourself, which is a powerful draw in a world where many are still finding their footing. Moreover, self-sufficiency fosters a healthier dynamic in relationships. It allows you to enter into connections not out of a place of lack or void, but as a whole individual. This sets the stage for a partnership based on mutual respect and admiration rather than dependency. So by embodying self-sufficiency, you are not just winning hearts, you are inviting a deeper, more meaningful connection. It's about showing that while you enjoy having someone special in your life, you don't define your worth by your relationship status. And that in itself is incredibly attractive. Investment theory, the psychological investment of pursuing someone. The concept of investment in the realm of relationships is a fascinating psychological dance. It's not about the financial aspect, but rather the time, effort, and emotion we choose to invest in someone else. This theory suggests that the more someone invests in pursuing you, the more they value the relationship and by extension, you. It's a fundamental principle of human psychology. We place greater value on things we work harder to obtain. When you create a dynamic where you are slightly elusive, not in an accessible way, but in a manner that shows you are selective about who you let into your life, it prompts a potential partner to invest more effort into pursuing you. This investment isn't just about spending time together, it's about the thoughtful messages, the planning of special dates, and the emotional openers that comes with trying to win someone over. This increased investment does something quite powerful. It deepens the pursuer's commitment to the relationship. As they invest more into winning your affection, the psychological principle of commitment consistency kicks in. People want to remain consistent with their actions, so the more they pursue, the more committed they become to the idea of being with you, often deepening their feelings in the process. Moreover, this investment theory underlines the importance of mutual effort in building a connection. When both parties are investing in the relationship, it fosters a sense of mutual respect and value. However, the key here is balance. While being slightly out of reach can encourage someone to pursue you, it's crucial to also show your investment in them once their efforts are clear. This reciprocation of investment is what ultimately transforms initial attraction into a deeper, more enduring connection. Thus, understanding the investment theory can provide valuable insights into the dynamics of attraction and commitment. By appreciating the psychological underpinnings of pursuing and being pursued, you can navigate the early stages of a relationship with a deeper awareness of what drives human connection. Intermittent reinforcement, the power of unpredictable rewards in fostering attraction. Diving into the complex world of human attraction, we stumble upon a concept borrowed from the realm of behavioral psychology, intermittent reinforcement. This principle suggests that unpredictable rewards can make certain behaviors more likely to occur and persist over time. When applied to the dynamics of human relationships, it reveals why sometimes being a bit unpredictable in how you show affection or attention can significantly amplify someone's attraction towards you. At its core, intermittent reinforcement taps into our deep-seated desire for validation and recognition. When someone's interest and affection come without a set pattern, sometimes they are attentive and affectionate, other times more reserved. It triggers a kind of psychological craving. It's the unpredictability that keeps us hooked, constantly on the lookout for the next reward. This isn't about manipulation, rather it's an acknowledgement of how our brains are wired to respond to uncertainty with heightened engagement. This strategy plays into the excitement of the chase, making every moment of connection feel more intense and rewarding. When you can't predict when the next moment of affection or attention will come, you tend to value it more when it does. It's akin to a gambler at a slot machine. The unpredictability of the win makes the game all the more engaging. Intermittent reinforcement also encourages a deeper investment in the relationship. As humans, we are naturally inclined to place greater value on rewards we've had to work for. When the pattern of reinforcement is unpredictable, we are more likely to invest time and emotional energy into seeking those rewarding moments of connection and affection. However, it's crucial to navigate this approach with care and empathy. The goal is to maintain a genuine, respectful connection, not to foster anxiety or insecurity. Used wisely, intermittent reinforcement can add an element of excitement and depth to your interactions, making the developing relationship all the more compelling. It's about striking the right balance, ensuring that the unpredictability is a spice, not the main ingredient in the recipe of your budding romance. How easy accessibility can reduce allure. In the intricate dance of attraction, availability plays a pivotal role. There's a subtle yet profound difference between being accessible and being overly available. While being reachable and responsive is crucial for building connections, tipping the balance towards over-availability can inadvertently diminish your allure. It's akin to an open book that leaves little to the imagination, reducing the intrigue and curiosity that fuels attraction. Over-availability sends a message, albeit unintentionally, that your time and attention are easily obtained and by extension, less valuable. It can dilute the excitement of getting to know someone as the chase is shortened or non-existent. The thrill of pursuit, of gradually uncovering layers to someone's personality and life, is part of what makes new relationships so captivating. When everything is laid out too easily, too soon, the mystery fades and with it, sometimes the interest. This doesn't mean you should play games or withhold your presence as a strategy. Instead, it's about finding a healthy balance, showing that while you are interested and invested, you also have a life full of passions, commitments, and interests outside of any one relationship. It's about showing that your time is valuable, and while you are willing to make space for someone special, that space is not unlimited nor unconditionally reserved. The concept here ties back to the idea of self-sufficiency and having a rich, fulfilling life. When someone sees that you have your hobbies, goals, and social circles, it adds depth to your persona, making you more attractive. It suggests that time with you is something to be valued and cherished, not something that can be had at a moment's notice. In essence, managing your availability is about respecting your time and inviting others to do the same. It encourages a mutual effort to make time for each other, enhancing the quality of the interactions you have. The cost of over-availability isn't just about losing someone's interest, it's about undervaluing the richness of your own life. By striking the right balance, you ensure that your allure isn't just maintained but deepened, rooted in a genuine presentation of who you are and the vibrant life that you lead. So now that you understand those concepts behind ignoring a woman, what's next for you? Discover how to tell if she likes you, or learn the things that girls love but few men know about. And thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.